I'm Mark McKenzie. With me is Brigadier George Loder, the commander of 51 Brigade and the Army in Scotland. George, good to see you. I've been thinking back about the year, and it's a year of highs, lows, but overall for you, I would imagine, challenges.
Yes, Mark, it's been a very busy year, highs and lows. Many more highs, I think, than lows. One particular high for me this year was having the privilege of commanding the Colours Parade for the presentation of colours to the Royal Regiment of Scotland on Saturday the 2nd of July, when Her Majesty the Queen presented colours to 6 of the 7 battalions of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. And indeed this Saturday I was up in RAF Kinloss for the presentation of colours to the 4th Battalion, who have recently returned from Afghanistan and who were unable to be there on the 2nd of July. But they received their colours, their new colours, from His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh this Saturday. And that kind of rounds off the set. It's a pretty seminal moment for the new regiment.
They also, of course, had Armed Forces Day, which was hosted by Edinburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. That was another high, and I think that went very well, both from the city's perspective and from our perspective. Thousands of people marching, regulars, reserves, cadets, veterans, and a super day. We were very lucky with the weather, as you'll probably remember as well, in Holyrood Park. And our thanks very much go to the city for hosting that event and hosting it with real style. That was another of the highs. And we've been very fortunate as well in that weekend. We also hosted an event, a decade event, which was a charity event right on the back of the Armed Forces Day.
As far as lows, it's been a year of announcements as far as redundancies and reviews are concerned, both of which have had an impact with Scotland.
Yeah, the size of the armed forces is changing, as you know, as a result of the Strategic Defence and Security Review. The announcements last year have started to take effect this year, and we have had the publication of the first round of military redundancies and the first round of civilian redundancies in the workforce who are going, who largely have volunteered to take redundancy, now know when they will be leaving, either at the end of this year or early next year. And the next tranches of redundancy are now being considered, and people are starting to think about whether or not they would wish to volunteer to go early. So yes, that is happening now, and that is a consequence of the announcements that were made last year. Of course, we've also been dealing with the consequences, the outcomes from the announcement on the 18th of July by the Secretary of State for Defence, Liam Fox. And we have been working very hard since that announcement with decision makers in defence, making sure that they are availed of all the facts in relation to the further planning for the army, the shape and size of the army in Scotland, and where we might ultimately base it. So there's been a lot of work since the 18th of July to influence those decisions, those decision makers, and make sure that they have all the facts as they try to grapple with the really difficult business of identifying the shape and size of the future army.
That's something that's going to go forward into 2012. Looking ahead, if we may, for just a couple of minutes, how do you see your job and the big challenges ahead for the new year?
Well, 2012 will continue to be busy. At the moment, of course, our thoughts are with the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Regiment of Scotland, who are deployed in Afghanistan, and with their families and friends who are thinking of them at this time. But hard on the heels of 3 Scots deployment, 3 rifles will go again, as will 1 Scots, and then 2 Scots. So first and foremost in 2012, we'll be preparing and supporting, helping prepare and helping to support the units who are deploying to Afghanistan. And of course, at any one time, there are still a large number of reservists who are deployed. At the moment, we've got some 75 deployed, predominantly from 71 Engineer Regiment based in Lookers, but they are drawn from across Scotland, and from 7 Scots, the 7th Battalion of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. And that sort of tempo will continue through 2012. And in addition to that, we will be continuing to work through the issues of the future shape and size of the army and how much of that is coming to Scotland. We've got the big announcements. I still anticipate that a proportionate part of the army will ultimately be based in Scotland. But we'll be helping with that work, both in determining what is coming and where it is going to go. And there's some pretty detailed work going on. We now know that 39 Engineer Regiment are going to be coming to Scotland next year to occupy RAF Kinloss as the RAF draw down there. And so quite a lot of detailed work around that, which is already taking place.
And finally, a message for the families of the soldiers, but also your soldiers as well, as we lead up to Christmas.
Well, I'd wish everybody a very, very happy Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and very best wishes for 2012. In particular, my thoughts go to those who are not with their loved ones at this time, and particularly, as I've said, the families of three Scots and the families of those reservists who are deployed. My thoughts and best wishes also go to those who we have worked hard with all year, our colleagues in the Navy and the RAF, and in Scottish Government, in the local authorities, in the health boards, and all those other people who have supported us wonderfully this year, who really are getting behind us and supporting their armed forces. So thank you very much to all of you, and a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for 2012.
Brigadier George Loder, thank you very much.